At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and The Grave Talks.
Imagine a grand edifice rising majestically in the heart of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Its opulent facade gleaming under the Midwestern sun. Ornate architectural details, intricate stained glass windows and sprawling verandas speak of an era where luxury and elegance were paramount. This is the Pfister Hotel, a historic landmark that has stood the test of time, embodying both the spirit of Milwaukee's past and the enigmatic allure of the supernatural. Tonight we embark on a journey through the storied halls of the Pfister Hotel, uncovering the events that have shaped its illustrious legacy and the restless spirits said to wander its elegant corridors. The Pfister Hotel was established in 1893 by John P. Pfister, a prominent local businessman amidst Milwaukee's booming economy. Designed by the esteemed architectural firm Daniel Burnham & Co., the hotel was envisioned as a beacon of luxury and sophistication, catering to the affluent visitors and dignitaries who flocked to the city. The building itself is a masterpiece of Victorian architecture, featuring over 300 rooms, adorned with lavish furnishings, Tiffany-stained glass windows, and intricate woodwork. Its grandeur is further accentuated by the stunning lobby, complete with a grand staircase, marble floors, and ornate chandeliers that reflect the hotel's commitment to excellence and elegance. From its inception, the Pfister Hotel quickly became a cornerstone of Milwaukee's social and cultural life. It hosted countless events, from elegant balls and high society gatherings to important business meetings and political conferences. The hotel's reputation for impeccable service and luxurious accommodations attracted a diverse clientele, including celebrities, politicians, and international travelers. Over the decades, the Pfister has maintained its status as one of the premier hotels in the Midwest, continually updating its amenities while preserving its historic charm. However, beneath the veneer of opulence and success lies a darker narrative that has contributed to the Pfister Hotel's haunted reputation. The grandeur of the hotel has been the backdrop for numerous ghostly encounters and unexplained phenomena, weaving a tapestry of mystery that has fascinated both guests and staff alike. These tales of the supernatural add an eerie dimension to the hotel's storied past, making it a focal point for paranormal enthusiasts and skeptics alike. One of the most enduring legends associated with the Pfister Hotel involves the ghost of a young girl named Mary, According to local lore, Mary was a beloved daughter of a wealthy family who stayed at the hotel in the early 20th century. Tragically, she lost her life in a mysterious accident within the hotel's walls. Guests and staff have reported sightings of a little girl dressed in vintage attire, her presence marked by a sense of sadness and longing. Mary is often seen wandering the hallways, her apparition appearing near the grand staircase and the elegant ballrooms, her ethereal form disappearing as quickly as it appears. Another chilling tale speaks of the Phantom Bellhop, a spectral figure believed to assist guests long after his untimely death. The bellhop is said to appear in the service areas of the hotel, silently carrying luggage and attending to the needs of imaginary guests. His presence is often accompanied by sudden drops in temperature and the faint sound of footsteps echoing through the corridors. Some believe that the bellhop's restless spirit is a remnant of the hotel's bustling past, forever bound to the very place where he once served with dedication and pride. Visitors to the Pfister Hotel have also reported a myriad of unexplained phenomena that defy rational explanation. Cold spots sweep through certain areas of the hotel without warning. Doors slam shut on their own, and the sound of disembodied voices can be heard amidst the quiet elegance of the surroundings. The ambiance of the hotel, with its dimly lit corridors and ornate decor, creates an atmosphere ripe for the imagination to conjure images of the past, blurring the lines between reality and the supernatural. Paranormal investigators and ghost hunters have long been drawn to the Pfister Hotel, eager to uncover the truth behind its haunted reputation. Equipped with the latest in paranormal technology, EMF detectors, EVP recorders, and infrared cameras, these investigators have conducted numerous explorations, documenting unexplained occurrences that challenge conventional understanding. Many claim to have captured evidence of ghostly apparitions, unexplained noises, and sudden temperature drops that defy logical explanation. Footage from these investigations often shows figures appearing and disappearing without warning, doors and windows moving on their own, and objects shifting inexplicably, mirroring the haunting experiences of the past. One notable investigation took place in the early 2000s, when a team of paranormal researchers spent several weeks surveying the Pfister Hotel. Their findings included persistent EMF readings in areas associated with reported ghost sightings, audio recordings of ghostly whispers in the silent hours, and visual evidence of shadowy figures moving through the elegant corridors. The investigation concluded that the residual energy from the hotel's vibrant past had left a lingering presence, manifesting as ghostly apparitions and unexplained phenomena that continue to haunt the establishment to this day. Despite the compelling evidence presented by paranormal investigators, skeptics argue that the hauntings at the Pfister Hotel can be attributed to psychological factors, environmental influences, and the power of suggestion. The hotel's age and architectural features provide ample opportunity for natural explanations. The rustling of curtains, the creaking of old wood, and the interplay of light and shadows can easily be mistaken for ghostly whispers and footsteps. Additionally, the emotional weight of the hotel's history may prime individuals to perceive and interpret ambiguous stimuli as supernatural encounters. Psychologists highlight the role of expectation and suggestion in ghost sightings. Knowing that the Pfister Hotel is reputed to be haunted can influence visitors to be more attuned to signs of paranormal activity, even where none exist. The dim lighting, combined with the hotel's expansive and often labyrinthine layout, creates an environment where the mind is more likely to interpret shadows and noises as something otherworldly. Visitors and staff members alike may find themselves more susceptible to experiencing chills, seeing fleeting shadows, or hearing whispers, simply because they are in an environment that encourages such perceptions. Environmental factors also play a significant role in the haunting experiences reported at the Pfister Hotel. The building's age means that many of its systems are outdated, with pipes groaning, wood shifting, and metal expanding and contracting with temperature changes. These natural sounds can easily be mistaken for footsteps, doors slamming, or other unexplained noises, especially in the dimly lit and acoustically echoing environments of the hotel. Optical illusions, caused by the play of light and shadows within the building's many nooks and crannies, can result in ghostly apparitions that vanish upon closer inspection. Reflections in mirrors or glass surfaces, combined with the hotel's ornate decor, can create deceptive images that fuel the ghostly narratives. Moreover, the history of violence and loss within the Pfister Hotel creates a backdrop that primes individuals to expect and perceive paranormal activity. The emotional weight of the tragedies and the untold stories of those who once walked its halls leave a lasting imprint on the collective consciousness of those who hear the tales, making them more susceptible to interpreting ambiguous stimuli as evidence of the supernatural. The combination of historical trauma and environmental factors creates a perfect storm for the perpetuation of ghostly legends. Hoaxes and misinterpretations have also played a role in shaping the Pfister Hotel's haunted reputation. Instances of deliberate fabrications, whether for personal notoriety or to attract attention and tourism, have muddied the waters of truth and fiction. In some cases, ordinary occurrences have been embellished or misunderstood, leading to exaggerated ghost stories that capture the public's imagination. The allure of a haunted hotel, combined with the rich history of the Pfister, makes for a compelling narrative that is easy to embellish and retell. Stories may be altered over time, details added or omitted, creating a tapestry of legends that blend fact with fiction. The line between reality and myth becomes blurred, making it challenging to discern the true nature of the hotel's supernatural claims. One such instance involved a guest who claimed to have photographed the ghost of Grace during a late-night stroll through the grand ballroom. Skeptics argue that the photograph was simply an optical illusion created by the interplay of light and shadow, coupled with the guest's expectations of seeing a ghostly apparition. Another example is a series of unexplained noises reported during a private event at the hotel. Investigators later discovered that some of the phenomena were orchestrated by event organizers seeking to enhance the experience for guests. These instances highlight the potential for deception and the ease with which ordinary events can be misconstrued as supernatural occurrences. From a scientific perspective, many of the Pfister Hotel's haunting claims can be debunked through rational explanations. Environmental factors such as drafts, settling structures, and acoustic anomalies can create sounds and sensations that are easily mistaken for paranormal activity. The building's original structure, despite restoration efforts, still bears the marks of its age. Pipes groan, wood shifts, and metal expands and contracts with temperature changes. These ordinary phenomena can be misinterpreted as ghostly whispers or footsteps, especially in the dimly lit and acoustically echoing environments of the hotel. Optical illusions caused by the play of light and shadows within the building's many nooks and crannies can result in ghostly apparitions that vanish upon closer inspection. Reflections in mirrors or glass surfaces, combined with the hotel's ornate decor, can create deceptive images that fuel the ghostly narratives. Scientific explanations for the Pfister Hotel's haunted reputation delve into the realms of psychology and environmental science. the phenomenon known as pareidolia, where the mind responds to a stimulus by perceiving a familiar pattern where none exists, can explain sightings of ghostly figures. In the vast and often dimly lit corridors of the Pfister Hotel, the brain can interpret shadows and reflections as human forms, especially when primed by the institution's haunted lore. Additionally, infrasound, a type of sound wave that is below the frequency of human hearing, can cause feelings of unease, anxiety, and even visual hallucinations, contributing to the perception of ghostly activity. While these explanations may not diminish the personal experiences of those who believe they have encountered spirits, they offer a logical counterpoint to the supernatural interpretations. The human brain is wired to seek explanations and find meaning, especially in places steeped in history and emotion. The Pfister Hotel, with its rich past and grand architecture, provides a perfect setting for the mind to conjure images of the past, blurring the lines between memory and imagination. Whether it's the sound of footsteps echoing in the empty halls or the sight of a fleeting shadow, the Pfister Hotel's environment is primed for both awe-inspiring beauty and spine-chilling mystery. Despite the skepticism, the Pfister Hotel's haunted reputation continues to thrive, fueled by its captivating history and the enduring allure of ghost stories. The interplay between history and myth creates a rich tapestry that keeps the institution's legacy alive and engaging for generations. Visitors to the Pfister Hotel are not only stepping into a piece of Chicago's architectural history, but also into a realm where the past and the present coexist in a dance of mystery and wonder. The institution's ability to blend rich historical significance with captivating ghost stories creates an enduring legacy that continues to enchant and mystify all who encounter it. In popular culture, the Pfister Hotel has cemented its status as a legendary haunted location. Films, television shows, and books have drawn inspiration from its dark history, weaving tales of horror and suspense that echo the real-life tragedies and mysteries that occurred within its walls. These portrayals amplify the hotel's eerie reputation, introducing its haunting legends to a wider audience and ensuring that the story of the Pfister Hotel continues to resonate through the ages. One notable example in popular culture is the 2015 documentary Ghosts of the Pfister, which chronicles the paranormal activities reported by guests and staff at the hotel. The film features interviews with former employees, paranormal investigators, and local historians, providing a comprehensive look at the hotel's haunted reputation. The documentary's portrayal of ghostly apparitions, unexplained noises, and eerie encounters has contributed significantly to the Pfister Hotel's status in ghost lore, introducing its haunted legends to a new generation of viewers. Literature has also played a significant role in shaping the Pfister Hotel's haunted image. Numerous books, both fiction and nonfiction, have been written about the hotel's history and supernatural occurrences. Works like Elegy for a Ghost by Laura Martin provide detailed accounts of the hauntings, the investigations, and the enduring mysteries that surround the site. These books delve into the lives of the individuals who once walked its halls, the tragedies that befell them, and the various theories that have emerged over the years, adding depth and complexity to the hotel's haunted reputation. The blending of historical facts with speculative narratives creates a rich tapestry of stories that keep the Pfister Hotel alive in the collective imagination. The Pfister Hotel also serves as a case study in the study of unsolved mysteries and their impact on communities. The unresolved nature of the hauntings and the historical significance associated with the site have left a lasting impression on Chicago, A city forever associated with architecture and innovation. The hotel stands as a monument to the past, a reminder of the lives lost and the questions that still linger. The intersection of history, mystery, and the supernatural creates a unique dynamic that continues to draw interest and inspire exploration. Paranormal enthusiasts and ghost hunters flock to the Pfister Hotel, eager to experience firsthand the haunted reputation that precedes it. The hotel offers a unique opportunity to explore a site where history and legend converge, where the past seems to whisper through the corridors, and the present is tinged with an otherworldly presence. Each visitor brings their own energy and perspective, contributing to the ongoing narrative that makes the Pfister Hotel a focal point for paranormal activity. The preservation and documentation of the Pfister Hotel's haunting legends are ongoing efforts. Paranormal researchers continue to conduct investigations, seeking to capture evidence that can shed light on the hotel's mysterious phenomena. These efforts are complemented by historical research, as scholars delve into the records and accounts of the past, piecing together the events that led to the hotel's dark legacy. The combination of historical inquiry and paranormal investigation ensures that the story of the Pfister Hotel remains a living, evolving narrative. The hotel's significance extends beyond its own history, influencing broader discussions about architecture, urban development, and the human fascination with the unknown. The Pfister Hotel serves as a poignant reminder of the fragility of life and the depths of human emotion. The tragic loss of lives and the unresolved mysteries associated with the hotel resonate through time, their spirits believed by many to remain trapped within the walls of the establishment they once called home. As we reflect on the Pfister Hotel's remarkable journey, we see an institution that transcends its physical presence. It stands as a monument to an era of architectural grandeur and the enduring quest for answers. The hotel's ability to embody both historical significance and supernatural mystery ensures that it remains a subject of endless fascination. Whether viewed as a site of tragic history, a haunted location, or a symbol of unresolved mysteries, the Pfister Hotel continues to captivate the imagination, its legacy echoing through the shadows of its storied halls. The Pfister Hotel's commitment to preserving its legacy is evident in the continued efforts to document and share its ghost stories. Books, documentaries, and online platforms serve as repositories of the hotel's ghost lore, preserving the tales for future generations and allowing them to engage with the institution's haunted history in new and innovative ways. These preservation efforts ensure that the Pfister Hotel's ghost stories remain a vital and integral part of its overall legacy, contributing to its status as one of the most haunted places in the United States. In addition to media portrayals, the hotel has become a central figure in local folklore, with stories passed down through generations. These oral histories, often embellished with each retelling, add layers of richness to the hotel's haunted reputation. The collective memory of Chicago's residents, intertwined with the tragic events of the past, creates a cultural tapestry that both honors the victims and perpetuates the legends of the hotel's restless spirits. The psychological impact of the Pfister Hotel on its visitors cannot be understated. The fear and anticipation of encountering something supernatural can heighten one's senses, making the experience more intense and memorable. This emotional engagement ensures that the haunting legends of the hotel continue to thrive, as each new visitor adds their own narrative to the ongoing story. The hotel's architecture also plays a significant role in its haunted reputation. The grand design, with its ornate details, soaring ceilings, and expansive halls, creates an atmosphere of grandeur and mystery. The layout of the Pfister Hotel, with its many rooms and hidden corners, provides ample opportunities for shadows to linger and sounds to echo, enhancing the eerie ambiance that visitors experience. The interplay of light and darkness, coupled with the hotel's historical weight, creates an environment where the supernatural seems all the more plausible. Moreover, the hotel's continuous presence in the city of Chicago serves as a constant reminder of the past. Its silhouette against the night sky evokes both fascination and fear, a symbol of a history that refuses to be forgotten. The Pfister Hotel's enduring legacy is a testament to the human desire to find meaning and connection, even in the face of tragedy and loss. In conclusion, the Pfister Hotel stands as a testament to the enduring power of stories and the human fascination with the unknown. Its history is rich with tales of compassion and cruelty, hope and despair, reality and the supernatural. The haunted legends that surround it add a layer of depth and mystery, making the Pfister Hotel not just an architectural marvel or a historical institution, but a living relic of the past. As long as there are stories to be told and mysteries to be unraveled, the Pfister Hotel will continue to echo with the whispers of the past, forever a symbol of history and the supernatural intertwined.
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today. You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today. Your child deserves an education that sets them up for success. K-12 knows that learning isn't one size fits all and has options tailored to each child's needs, interests, and goals for the future. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Students learn at their speed, at home, from state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today. You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.